Archers for the week 27 February to 4 March 2005.
Bruno's making an effort.
The meet's at Netherbourne.
Not very far for hounds to travel, then.
No, no. It'll be a slightly easier day for Carl as a result.
You know, I can't get there, Oliver.
Oh, yeah, I quite understand.
Not this Tuesday.
No, no, you said you were.
Customer service training for the bar still.
Yes, yes. Caroline, can we talk about Bruno?
Oh, we don't seem to have done much else for the past couple of days.
I know you think I'm being a soft touch.
It was such a nasty thing to do to Clary. Well, to all of them. Mm. Nailing a crow to their door?
Yeah, but we don't know for sure that Bruno was responsible.
What about that missing aerosol?
Well, as I said, Ed could just as easily have taken it, you know, to get Bruno into trouble.
I don't think so, Oliver.
Well, he might not have thought it through. I'm sure he didn't want to disturb Clary, but he's got as much of a motive to get back at Snatch as Bruno has to get back at Eddie.
I can't see him going to so much trouble.
Well, he certainly didn't restrain himself on Thursday. I only just got there in time to save Bruno from a beating.
You can hardly blame Ed for feeling resentful.
No, but he's a man of 20, and Bruno's still a child.
Oh, legally, maybe.
And in the absence of conclusive evidence, I feel we have to give Bruno the benefit of the doubt.
And ban Ed from the farm.
I do feel bad about that, I must admit.
It's rather ironic, isn't it?
What?
Who ever thought we'd see the day when I'd be defending Ed to you?
Yes, it's a bit of a turner.
I know you should have had more self-control.
Well, I'm sure it's for the best. Though Ed must see it as a very draconian measure.
Although I doubt he'd use those words.
No, I expect the vocab would be rather more colourful. Perhaps I should try to ease the situation a little.
Oh, it's an education dealing with these youngsters, isn't it?
In more ways than one.
Morning.
Bruno.
Good morning.
I brought my washing down.
So I see.
Is that right?
Rather than leaving it in your room, I should say.
Well done.
Let's have it, then. I'll put it straight in.
Surprised you, did I?
It's more that... Well, isn't it a bit early for you?
Well, what time is it?
10:15.
Oh, wow, only hours away. Sun was shining.
It's a cracking morning, actually. Bit on the nippy side.
I expect you want some breakfast, won't you?
Well, if there's some going.
Can you manage some bacon and eggs?
Yeah.
Right, I'll see what I can do.
Do you, you want to give me a hand later?
Doing what?
Strawing down the bedding, after I get back from church.
Yeah, no sweat.
In fact...
What?
You don't fancy coming to church with me, I suppose.
Me?
Perhaps not.
No, sir.
No, you go get some breakfast inside you.
When you first see it, it's like some work of modern art or something.
How do you mean?
Well, writing grass on the grass is like, what is it, conceptual, isn't that what they call it?
I think they call it vandalism.
Well, it's obviously aimed at Eddie, that and the crow.
Oh. Don't. It makes me shudder just to think about it.
No, looks like they're not in.
Well, it's Carl's here. Ring again.
Hey, you just make sure you lock up at night, all right?
Yeah. I think I'll go back inside. Make sure Jamie's all right.
Right. I'll look at... Oh, hold on. I think we've woken the dead.
You all right, Kenton?
You having a lie-in?
No, I have my headphones on.
All right.
Hello, Cathy.
Hello.
Do you want to come in?
No, thanks. No, I'm just on a scrounge, actually, Ed. I said I'd take Jamie for a kick around.
Sounds a bit cruel.
With a football. But the only one he's got has gone flat, and you haven't got a pump on you, have you?
No, not the right sort. You need to have one with a spike, don't you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, God, so I'm going to have to go and ask Sid, then.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah?
Oh, Chris Carter might have one. He's only up the lane.
Oh, all right. OK, well, I'll try there.
You know where the caravan is, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Morning!
Oh, hi there.
Afternoon, actually.
Oh, Yes, there it is. Just.
Right, well, I'll see you then, Ed. Thanks again.
Yeah, see you, Kenton. Yeah.
Oh, nothing personal, Oliver.
No, I'm sure. Bye. Ed, I wonder if I'd have a word.
It's a free country, so they say.
It's about last week.
Mm-hmm.
Look, can I come in?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Thanks.
Go on, then.
I've been feeling bad about asking you to stay away from the farm.
Yeah, I've been feeling bad about it at all.
And I realise you think you're being punished unfairly. But can you understand why I did it?
Well, because I toe-rag conned you into thinking I started it.
It's not a case of who started it. This isn't a classroom squabble. We're talking about a young man in a very vulnerable state.
Oh, please.
Look, whatever you think of Bruno, you have to understand that he's been through a turbulent time. And life's still very difficult for him.
Yeah, right.
Oh, grow up, Ed. Have you forgotten how you were at his age when your family life was turned upside down?
No.
I'm not saying the boy's an angel, far from it. But I've taken on a commitment and I've got to see it through.
And where does that leave me?
I know. I'm coming to that. Firstly, this isn't going to be for long. I mean, Bruno leaves school in a few months' time and he can make his own choices then. Might not want to stay with us anyway.
Suppose he does. It's got pretty cushy at your place.
Well, let's cross that bridge when we come to it. But in the meantime, for a few weeks, until things cool off between the two of you, I'd like to put you on a retainer.
What?
I'd like to pay you what you normally get, even though you're not working for me. Just to make sure you don't go and get another job elsewhere.
You're kidding.
I value the work you do around the farm, Ed. And I know it's a link with your old home, too, and...
Yeah, it is.
So, will you accept my offer?
Yeah, okay, but I'd rather be doing the work.
No, I know. I'm sure you will be, soon.
Thanks.
Good.
But, Oliver, look, you've got to be real careful with Bruno.
Yeah, I know.
You don't, though. I mean, you don't come from... Kids like him, they're trouble.
I know, but...
Seriously, Oliver. Just look out for yourself, all right?
Stick to the wall, can't you?
Neil!
What the hell?
Neil, mate, is Chris around?
What?
I'm looking for a pub.
What? Oh, look, come on in. The front door's unlocked. Oh,
okay.
Just what I need.
Oh, hi there. Wasn't anyone around the caravan, so I thought I'd, Good. You plastering this wall?
What does it look like?
Looks like you've been rolling in it. What a work of conceptual art.
What?
Oh, never mind. Plastering's a specialist job, you know. Why don't you get a professional in?
Professionals cost money. This is supposed to be a self-build house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be very nice when it's finished, though. You'd find it easier to get upstairs if you put a staircase in instead of this ladder.
Why are you here, Kenton? Because I don't need building advice, thanks very much.
Oh, well, I'm looking for a pump to blow up a football, then. Is Chris about?
No, he's, I don't know, off somewhere.
Oh, well, the caravan's all locked up.
Yeah, Susan's at Emma's.
Well, has he got one?
A pump?
Hmm.
I haven't got the foggiest.
See, I want to give Jamie a game of football and his ball's... that'll be your phone.
Yeah, thanks for telling me. Oh, God, it's from Bert.
What, a text?
Yeah.
That's a bit racy for Bert, isn't it?
He's gone mad on him. Trouble is... Oh... Look at that.
Answer. Need cells for weeding rat?
Have you got any idea what he's on about?
Something to do with gardening?
Yeah, why would he be texting me about gardening?
Search me. Why does he normally contact you?
Well, only for church stuff, usually. Oh, well, give me that.
Well, as you are so nicely.
It's not cells, is it? He means bells. Bells for the wedding.
Uh-huh. What? And rat's his pet name for you?
No, he must mean sad. Saturday. Twee.
Well, you got to text him back. Lots of love, your little gerbil.
No, I've got to get on. Oh, no, it's gone off now.
Well, so you can't help me then?
What?
Poor little lad who wants to play football? Jamie?
Oh, there's a football that Christopher was using for five-a-side practice in the shed. You could borrow that.
I don't know what's gone wrong with the blower. We'll have a look at it after lunch.
Okay.
Still, it won't harm us to do it the old-fashioned way, just this once. One more bale should do it.
Don't it get too tall?
How do you mean?
Well, all this, you know, muck and stuff, you just keep chucking straw on it every couple of days.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, yeah, it does, sir. It does get deeper and deeper through the winter, but the cows don't end up in the rafters. In a few weeks, we'll take them out to the fields, and then one of the spring jobs is to clean the shed out.
Yeah.
Not with the tractor, not by hand.
Oh, well, I gotcha.
Then we dump it in the corner of a field somewhere and let it rot down.
Oh, lovely.
How are you getting on?
Oh, more or less finished.
Lunch is nearly ready.
Excellent.
Although you're probably not hungry for it yet, are you, Bruno?
Yeah.
Really? After that big breakfast?
Yeah, no problem.
Right. Well, if you're finished here...
Yep.
You might as well go in. You will remember to wash your hands, won't you?
Yeah, of course.
Especially after handling this stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think you will?
Maybe.
Just be careful if you ask him to pass you anything.
Ed advised me to be careful too. Not about food hygiene.
Ed did?
Yeah, I went to see him after church.
And?
I clearly wasn't his favourite person.
Unsurprisingly.
Yes. But, well, we had a bit of a man-to-man, and I think he understands my point of view a little better now.
Good. You hungry?
Rather.
Come on, then.
Oh, guess who I saw in church?
St. John the Divine?
Helen Archer.
Oh, is she a churchgoer?
Well, not that I can recall. Nice to see a pretty face, though.
I thought your mind was meant to be on spiritual matters.
Young women are part of God's creation too, you know.
Here he is, the next Patrick Vieira.
No, Arsenal are rubbish. Hello, Mum.
Hello, love.
Oh, better wipe your shoes, mate.
Did you have a nice time?
Actually, why don't you take them off?
It was really good. Kenton fell over.
Yeah, that's because you sent me the wrong way.
Can I show Kenton my Incredibles car?
Well, yes, if you're quick.
He's still got a good right foot on him.
Oh, my goodness, you are muddy.
Oh, well, it'll wash off.
Look, you better come in.
Oh, right.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Yeah, I'd love one, if it's no trouble.
No, well, sit down.
I'll just perch on this stool, OK? I don't want to get your chair all dirty.
Right. Is it still cold?
Oh, yeah, it's freezing. Just as well, we did plenty of running around.
Thank you for taking Jamie out.
Oh, well, I enjoyed it.
Lucky you managed to borrow that ball.
Prized it away from Mr. Grumpy.
What?
Well, Neil Carson. He was in a right mood. Yeah, I'm almost scared to take it back.
Here it is, Kenton.
Oh, wow, that's a bit swish, isn't it?
And look, he changed his costume.
Oh, that's fantastic.
When's lunch, Mum?
Oh, it's ready now.
Great, I'm starving.
But, I'm afraid there's only enough for the two of us.
What? Oh, no, that's fine. I just wanted to spend some time with Jamie.
Oh.
I wasn't after a free meal.
There's a sign of spring.
About time we let them out at night, I reckon.
Yeah, the ground's not looking too bad.
What do you think, Sam? A couple more days?
Should do it. And how about we leave them out at night this time? Keep them in the morning.
That's novel.
They graze better at night. More aggressively, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And we can give them the TMR in the morning. What do you think?
Well, why not? Let's give it a try.
Great. Well, you were saying about your aunt.
Yeah, Auntie Chris, yeah. Would have been her and George's wedding anniversary tomorrow.
That's going to be hard.
I can't imagine how I'd be. 6 weeks after she lost him and then this comes along.
Yeah, it's tough, all right.
Yeah. So the family's rallying round, you know, keeping her company.
Well, it's nice to have them all close by.
Well, it's some comfort, I suppose.
Hello, Davey.
All right, Bert?
Yeah, not bad.
How's it going, Bert?
3 sets of twins since dinner.
Oh, good.
And a dead one.
Oh. Is Mother all right?
Yeah, she's fine.
Oh, that's something.
I've just come to say that Frieda's popped some sandwiches in for me, so you'll be all right for your meeting.
Oh, brilliant.
What's this?
The parish council tonight, you know. Derek Fletcher took over as acting chairman when George died.
No, I don't think I did.
Well, he did, and he's really throwing his weight around.
Oh, you're keen to be there.
Yeah. Neil wasn't sure if he could make it, so I said I'd do my best. Keep a bit of balance. So, thanks, Bert.
That's all right.
I'll take over from you as soon as I get back. Of course, does mean that I'll have to give Eddie's scrumpy club a miss.
Oh, tragic.
Hey, I don't suppose you want to go in my place, Bert.
Me? Oh, no, I just want to get off home.
I suppose that's fair enough after 8 hours of landing. How about you then, Sam? Fancy giving your liver a challenge?
Carrots, is it? Carrots and parsnips. Give us that dibber, will you? Isn't this one of William's old cricket stumps?
Oh, well, it's a dibber now.
What have you got there then? Oh, some cheese for tonight and a loaf in it.
Pickles?
Yeah, I'm going to take a jar of Clary's.
Oh, smashing.
You going to cover those?
What? Yeah, that's why Clary's been saving those pot bottles. They make great crushes, they do.
Hey, speaking of William, you know what he's just told me?
Well, it ain't clear, boy.
Brian Aldridge has gone swanning off to Paris to the agricultural show.
Never.
What's wrong with the Royal?
Oh, they bought it, sure, come to that.
Yeah, and he's taking his missus.
Oh, I can't see Jennifer Aldridge spending much time looking at tractors. Not in Paris, eh?
Yeah, meeting Debbie there on her way back from Hungary.
Well, who's there, William, know all this, then? And their social secretary.
Adam was telling him he's been left doing all the work, he reckons.
Oh, huh.
And he ain't a happy bunny.
Go on, dear.
Another satisfied customer?
Oh, evening, David. Yeah, she's all right now.
Now?
Well, the little one's got one leg out each, had a bit of a job to untangle them.
Oh, fiddly.
How was your meeting?
Oh, it was good. Derek didn't have it all his own way.
Ooh, it was worth going.
Yeah, he was outvoted on the webcam, amongst other things.
What's that, then?
Oh, Linda Snell had this idea of putting up a camera on the village hall.
Well, for security?
No, just to plug into the internet so people could see what's happening on the green.
Ooh, why would they want to do that?
I don't know. It's people like my cousin Kate, I suppose. Memories of home.
Phew, can't see the point myself.
No. Anyway, it seemed perfectly harmless, but the way Derek went on, you'd have thought it was being installed in his bathroom.
Ooh, that's not a pretty thing.
So, anyway, we've approved it for a trial period.
Well, if it makes someone happy.
Yep. Anyway, look, you get off now. I expect Frieda will have a nice hot supper waiting for you.
Well, not exactly. She's working tonight.
Oh, right.
Oh, she'll have left me a plate of something to eat up.
Okay.
Oh, we'll be needing some more lube soon.
Oh, right. I'll get some from the store. Bert?
Yeah?
If Frieda's at the Bull, has she got your car?
Yes, she has.
Do you want to lift back then?
Oh, no, don't worry about that.
You sure?
Yeah, it ain't far.
He was having a right old laugh.
Yeah, it's nice to see Jamie having fun.
Yeah, you say what you like about Kent and Archer.
People say plenty.
Yeah, well, he is great with kids.
Yeah, he's a big kid himself, that's why. Right, stick that wedge in the other side. Stop the barrel from rolling.
Yeah, right. That should do it.
Right, well, better make sure it's all right.
Oh, mustn't disappoint the customers.
Members, Dad, members.
Well, who's that on the phone?
Baggy.
What did he want then?
Oh, he's going to a car auction Friday. He wondered if I wanted to go with him.
Oh, Feltersham, is it?
No, Thurrock.
What do you want to go all that way for?
It's a specialist auction, American cars.
Oh, well, he likes them, doesn't he? Well, can I have one then?
What do you want, an American car pool?
A glass of cider.
Oh, get it yourself. Oh, I've got to lay out the evening's provisions.
Yeah, well, it's only a bit of bread and cheese, isn't it?
Compliment the cider nicely this way.
Cool, isn't it, Fanny Craddock? Is Edward coming down, seeing as his lady love into you?
No, he wanted to watch some music programme he's recorded.
Yeah, he'd thought better be happy to stay put.
Ah, it's only for a couple of days.
That's all anybody could want round here.
When a man's tired of Ambridge, he's tired of life, is it, Dad?
Yeah, well, he wants to keep him busy, with him not working for Stirling.
Yeah, don't you worry. He knows his family's looking out for him.
What's that? Oh, you daft thing. Got yourself tangled up, have you? Oh, you sheep. If you can get yourselves in a pickle, you will. Oh, blimey, how'd you do that thing? Oh, you're going to need a bit of a shove, madam. Come on, I'm trying to help you. Oh, you stupid beast. Just... Ah! Oh, no. Ah. Ah. Ah, my goodness. Oh. Oh, no. Ah. Oh, no. I'm sorry to trouble you, David. I'm in a spot of bother. I wondered if you could give me a hand.
Mike said the wall was a real mess.
Oh,
said Neil was covered in plaster. Looked as if Phoebe had been having a go.
Ah, well, that's the thing with plastering. You've got to have a feel for it.
Yeah, well, Neil definitely hasn't. So that'll put him in an even worse mood. Hello?
Evening.
What are you doing here?
David sent me down. Can I come in?
Oh, yeah, of course.
He couldn't make it tonight, so he said I could come in his place.
Ah.
Well, no.
You see, membership of Eddie's Grumpy Club is non-transferable.
Oh.
If David Archer can't turn up to drink his cider, nobody can drink it for him.
Yeah, it's only for people who help make the stuff, see?
Oh. Oh, well, never mind. I can always...
Oh, not so fast. Not so fast. maybe we can come to an arrangement.
How do you mean, arrangement?
Well, a founder membership is for folks what helped make the stuff, you see.
Founder membership?
But we are able to welcome as associate members other applicants if they can prove that they have sufficient interest in the art and science of cider making.
And how do I prove that, then?
Where'd you come from, Sam?
Devon.
That's good enough for me. All right for you, Dad?
Oh, perfect.
So, if you'd just like to give the treasurer your membership fee of £5...
Yeah, OK, why not? Who's the treasurer?
I am.
And, how long does that last, then?
£5. Ooh. Depends on how fast you can drink.
Bert!
Over here, David!
Where are you?
By the willows!
OK, I'm coming.
And I'm down here.
Oh, yeah, OK. Blimey. You all right, Bert? Oh, a stupid question.
It's my ankle. I couldn't get up the bank.
Yeah, he's set. Hang on. Let me get down to you. Whoa! Oh, it's a bit slippery, isn't it?
Yeah, you're telling me.
Well, do you think it's broken?
No, I don't think so. I just couldn't put my weight on it. And with the bank so muddy...
Yeah, no, it's not surprising. Right, fine. How are we going to manage this, then?
Well, if I could just get my arm around your shoulder...
OK. Blimey, you're soaking wet.
And I went straight in twice.
Oh, must be freezing. Go on, up you go.
Thanks.
OK?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, let's get up this slope. Get you into a hot bath. Ready?
Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Oh, no.
What is it?
It's my mobile phone.
What?
It's fell in. You've got to get it out, David.
Oh, I really don't think so. Bert, if it's in the water, it'll be dead anyway. Come on, let's get you home.
There you go. Our special single variety.
Now, that's very nice. Mm. Yeah, it's a bit smoother than the other one. In fact, it's almost as good as Devon cider.
Watch it, you.
Now, I'll tell you what'll go nice with this. Bit of that bread and cheese.
That can be arranged.
Lovely. Cosy in here, isn't it?
We should have done it years ago.
Yeah, and the membership's pretty healthy.
So long as we keep an eye on the books.
What?
Well, it's all fair and square. Hours work for pints drunk. For everyone who helped.
Right.
But we have to keep a close watch. Once they've had their entitlement, it'll be a fiver a time like you.
Associate membership fee.
Well, the cider's good, I'll give you that.
It should be. The years of experience we've had.
There's your bread and cheese.
Thanks, Eddie.
£2, please.
What?
£2.
So that doesn't come under the membership fee, then?
No. The fee covers the cider. Help yourself to pickles.
How much?
It's included.
You had any more trouble around at your place, Eddie?
Oh, not since the chrono.
And the graffiti.
Who's doing it, then? Kids?
One kid.
Who?
My godson, Bruno.
What?
Son of my one-time mate, Snatch Foster.
Well, if you know who it is...
Knowing and proving is two different things.
But I've got my eye on him. He thinks he's being clever. He'll soon find out what clever is.
Adam's not happy.
David said it was quite urgent.
Yes, it is. I'm trying to get the linseed in. The last thing I needed was a problem with the drill.
It always happens when it's least convenient, doesn't it? Do you need a hand?
No, I'll be fine with this now, Ruth.
David would have brought it over, but I was on my way to Christine's anyway.
Oh, yeah, a wedding anniversary, of course.
And Bert had an accident last night.
Did he?
Turned his ankle, so David's lambing all day.
Has he hurt it badly?
We don't think so, but Frieda's taken him to the doctor just in case.
Oh, so you'll all be a bit busy then.
I'm not as busy as you. I hear you're running this place single-handed.
Well, yeah, I've still got Andy and Jeff, but... Yes, it is all a bit tight.
I can imagine, with Brian and Debbie being away.
And Mum too. I think she only heard the word Paris and ignored agricultural show.
If you wanted to come over to ours for a meal later.
Well, that's very kind, but Ian's staying over. He's left me something for lunch.
Ah, well, my cooking can't compare with his.
Mr. Hapey has. I haven't seen him at all this morning. Oh, excuse me, Ruth.
Actually, I've got to get off to see Christine.
Oh, it's Brian. Probably wants to tell me what a wonderful dinner he had last night.
I'll probably ring again tomorrow, Adam, before we leave. OK, bye. Excuse me, is someone around here speak English?
Yes, I... Brian? What are you doing here?
Well, Siobhan, I can't believe it.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine. And you? You look fantastic.
Always one for the compliments, Brian, eh?
No, you do, no, really.
Oh, you're not looking so bad yourself.
Amazing.
You just here for the day?
No, we came yesterday. We're off tomorrow.
We?
Well, Jenny and I, and Debbie.
You're here with Jennifer?
Yes. Well, no, not today. No, she and Debbie gone to the city.
Oh, hope they're well wrapped up.
Well, I don't think they plan to spend much time outdoors. And you're working here, obviously.
Yeah, I have quite a few agricultural clients now. So my time in Ambridge wasn't completely wasted.
Siobhan, look, the choice I made, you know, it was the hardest thing I've ever done.
I know.
And you had every right to hate me for it.
I did. But, you can't live in the past, can you?
No.
And things haven't worked out too badly for me. In the end.
Well, I'm so pleased you feel that way.
Well, I...
How's Rory?
Oh, the little fellow's doing great.
He's back in Germany, is he? With, what's the nanny's name? Alison?
Well, actually, he'll be here this afternoon. Would you like to see him?
He seemed more worried about his mobile phone.
I never had Bert down as a mobile phone type.
Neither did we, Chris. David didn't even bother to fish it out. It was hardly going to survive a complete dunking.
And how's Bert's ankle?
Not broken, fortunately. David says we're going to have a webcam, a camera overlooking the green.
I know. I'm on the parish council.
Oh, of course you are. You went last night, did you?
I'm not ill.
No, of course not. I mean, there's no reason why you
George
shouldn't...
George wouldn't have wanted me to give it up.
No, I'm not suggesting that you should. Sorry. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I don't know if you've heard about Julia.
No, what?
She and Louis are going to get married.
Oh, they...
He proposed on Valentine's Day.
Oh, how lovely for her. What a lucky woman.
Chris, I'm sorry.
No. It's all right.
I should have thought.
No, I hope she'll be very happy.
Oh, well, that was very good.
Beats the burger van at your average British, yo.
You're sure I can't get yours, Siobhan?
Absolutely. I'm on expenses anyway.
All right, then. Do you want coffee?
Oh, let me. Monsieur, deux cafés, s'il vous plaît. Oh, you did want one, didn't you?
Yes, but I want milk in mine.
Oh, un café, une grande scène. Merci. I'm sorry you missed your symposium.
No, it doesn't matter. We saw quite a lot of irrigation stuff yesterday. Thank goodness Debbie speaks good French.
Your own personal translator.
So she didn't insist on dragging me around the bon pratique.
Oh, yeah, the good practice area.
Yeah, well, she's very keen on that sort of thing. Sustainable, environmentally friendly, you know.
And you're not?
Oh, up to point, if it makes business sense. Anyway, then she met up with a couple of people from the Greens Agri.
Oh, this is the firm she abandoned you for.
Oh, yes. But, I mean, that's the one in the past now.
She's forgiven you?
I don't know about that, but she came home and we're getting on fine.
Lucky Brian.
Yeah.
Merci.
Merci.
Et les émissions, s'il vous plaît.
Look, you did ask for separate bills.
Yes. Don't worry. Have you got round the whole show yet?
God, nowhere near, no. I mean, it's so much bigger than last time I came.
Have you seen the livestock?
Not yet.
No, not that there's much.
No, it's a machinery exhibition, really. The bigger, the better.
There was a calf clipping competition on Sunday. So sweet.
Yeah. I was quite moved by a forage harvester in Hall 2.
No one could accuse you of being over sentimental, could they?
Not where business is concerned.
There he is. Rory, Mummy's over here.
Where is he?
He's there. Hello, darling.
Hello.
Oh, I missed you. Ich dich auch. Brian, this is Rory. And this is my partner, Dieter.
How do you do?
Please, to meet you. Herr Schwan hat mir viel über dich erzählt.
I'm sorry, I don't speak German.
So. Oi, das ist dein englischer Vater.
Say hello, Rory.
Hello. Hello, Rory.
No need to be shy.
Das ist wirklich keine gute Idee.
Nein, ist sein Vater.
Er ist ein Weiberheld. Er hat dich sitzen lassen.
Das ist mein Problem. Ich will das machen. Lasst uns 10 Minuten allein. Bitte. Come on, Rory. Come to Mummy. That's it.
Nice to keep a tight hold, haven't
we? Dieter's going to go away for a few minutes, but we'll see him soon. By the ice cream stand. Is that okay, Dieter? Beim Eisverkauf.
Okay, wenn du wirklich willst. Aber sei vorsichtig.
Natürlich. Ich liebe dich.
Lieb dich auch.
Bis bald.
It was pleasant to meet you.
Yes, and you.
Goodbye. Bis bald, Rory.
Ah, you kept him a bit quiet.
Dieter? Didn't I mention him?
Well, I think I don't remember. I don't think he liked me very much. To be fair, I can hardly blame him.
Well, never mind about that. You haven't said hello properly to your son. Here we are.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. Just put it down here, please.
I'm so sorry about blurting it out like that. I should have realised.
Oh, no, don't be silly. It just caught me unawares, that's all. And I genuinely do wish Julia well. She's been without her husband for how long?
Oh, quite a while, I think.
Just please don't say it proves there's hope for me.
No, I know no one could replace George.
I've already had one second chance. I don't expect another. Oh, go on. Drink that tea.
Aren't I supposed to say that to you?
Have you got a rota?
Sorry?
Keep Chris occupied.
No. Well, not exactly.
Jill was round after breakfast. Now you. Who's next?
Well, Phil did say he might call in.
Oh, yes.
He's working at Lower Loxie today, as it happens. Luna Hedge with Nigel.
Oh, yes, he told me. I couldn't help thinking it's the sort of thing George would be doing if he was here. I tell you what I do remember, though.
What?
One summer, two or three years ago, just before we moved from the stables... It was Dawn Chorus Day.
Oh, yeah, we've done that with the kids.
And George did this special walk at Lower Loxley, all through the Arboretum. And you know what dawn can be like in the summer? Cool and pink and the dew under your feet.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just magical. And George, he was so good. He always used to say he hated public speaking, but he was so good, so... straightforward.
He was honest, that's why.
Oh, and just at the end, as it was starting to get a little bit warmer, we heard a nightingale.
Oh, Chris.
Most beautiful song. Weren't we blessed?
Yeah.
I was very lucky to find George. Or for him to find me.
We haven't got any cows, but lots of sheep. You know sheep, don't you? And deer? Well, deer don't make a lot of noise.
Oh, come on now, Rory. Don't be silly.
Well, maybe you'll come and see the farm one day when you're a bit older.
Maybe. Look, Brian, I think we'd better be going.
No, couldn't you stay a few more minutes?
Dieter's expecting us, and I've got to get back to the stand.
But we've hardly...
I'm sorry he's been so quiet. Strange place, strange people, you know.
I know.
He's normally such a chatterbox. It was lovely to see you.
And you.
Well.
Look, Siobhan, if I'd known I was going to see Rory, I'd have brought a present. I give you some money. Could you get him something?
No, that's not necessary.
Just a...
The money you send every month is enough. We don't want any more.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I mean, I'd just like to...
No, Brian, really.
All right, whatever you think's best.
Come on then, little man. Say goodbye to Brian. Up you go.
Goodbye then, Rory. See you soon, I hope.
We'll see.
Well, bye to you too, Sean.
Yes. Take care, won't you?
And you.
Off we go then. Let's find Dieter.
Bye.
Would you like an ice cream? I thought so.
Bye-bye, Rory. Bye-bye.
Ed's left his car maintenance a little late.
When I used to run old bangers, it seemed I was cleaning the plugs every other week.
These are well oiled up.
It's like religious faith now. I believe my car has spark plugs, but I've never actually seen them.
Well, the garage does all that, does it?
Yeah, fortunately. Although I have been getting my hands dirty today, Ed.
Yeah?
I've been up on the village hall roof installing a webcam.
Yeah, I heard about that. I cleaned, you reckon, Robert?
It's difficult to see in this light.
I'll be all right.
Parish Council's giving it a month's trial.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone in the world will be able to see what's happening on Ambridge Village Green.
Great. Where do I put that plug spanner? Oh, I can't see a thing on here.
I expect you've been busy today.
What?
That's why you couldn't do this earlier.
No, not really. I'll just... Oh, there it is.
Anyway, what I came over for...
Yeah?
I saw a sign by your field, Taste Our Farmhouse Cider.
Oh, that.
So I was wondering...
No, you need to speak to Dad.
Don't you my name in vain?
Oh, hi, Eddie.
I thought you could do with this one.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Dad.
Good Lord, that's bright.
Yeah, ideal for all sorts of nocturnal activities, that. So, what were you saying then?
Well, I was asking Ed about your cider. Are you organising some sort of a tasting?
Oh, interested in some Grundy Scrumpy, are you?
Well, I thought I might give it a try, yeah.
You won't find better in the whole county. I know, I've looked.
No, I'm sure.
Being a man of taste and discrimination, you'll be particularly interested in our Borsetshire Beauty single variety.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the sharp... Oh, what's that posh boy in the...
Champagne.
No, what that woman on the telly was called?
Chardonnay.
Yeah, that's it. It's the Chardonnay of ciders. That...
See what programmes you two watch.
Sounds very interesting.
Hey, what are you doing tonight?
Nothing much.
Perfect. Come on down to the shed. We'll give you a taste.
Oh, look, there's no need to make a special arrangement just for me.
Oh, it's all right. We're meeting there any road. Eddie's Scrumpy Club.
Oh, this is that thing you were recruiting for in the autumn.
Should have mucked in then, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Could be reaping the benefits now.
So you get together in the shed, do you, to drink the...
Evening, Sid.
Evening. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Sid. Are you visiting Cathy?
That's right.
She's in, Sid.
Yes, I know. She's expecting me.
So if you want to turn up any time after about 8, we'll be there and you can sample the merchandise soon.
Great, all right. I'll see you there, then.
Hiya, Cathy.
Is that Sid?
Hiya, Jazzer. Yeah, it was.
Typical. I've just walked all the way through the green.
Yeah, well, never mind. You could do with the exercise.
I get enough of that chasing pigs. Thanks very much. Car trouble?
Yeah, I wouldn't start.
What have you been doing?
I tried cleaning the plugs. I'll give it a go.
Oh, look, here's your missus. I'll leave you to it. See you later, Robert.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to what?
I'm going to pop out after supper to try some of Eddie's cider.
You've already WD-40.
Couldn't we just give you some now?
I'll get it.
No, this is at the shed, down in their field.
You're not going there, surely.
Well, why not?
Oh, Jazza, please.
Sorry, I've got to get this man on the road. Just get a minute.
It's nothing but an illegal drinking.
It's all above board.
If Eddie's involved, I'd very much doubt
that. It's just a chance to try before you buy.
You're not going to buy any, surely?
Yes, if I like it.
What do you reckon? I get a go.
But if you're going there at all, it should be to collect evidence.
Oh, don't be silly. Yes.
Well, I'm sorry.
Come on, I'm starving. What's the supper?
Are you off then?
Yeah, glad you got the car started.
Aye, thanks for your help.
Tell your dad I'll probably see him about 8:30.
Okay.
I'd better cook you some pasta to line your stomach.
What's this then?
That's Dad's cider club. You know what this like, would you? Robert reckons he's coming along.
Is that the night?
God knows what he's expecting.
Wouldn't he mind a pint of your dad's cider myself?
What?
Oh, come on, what else are you going to do?
I don't know. Not something good on telly.
Yeah, right. What have you done all day?
Stuff.
I bet you've just hung around the place moping.
Why, are you my mum?
Is Beth still away?
Yeah.
Bye then. Where is she today?
Manchester, Liverpool, somewhere.
Do you know I've gone where?
I don't have the dosh.
All of us paying, you know.
Yeah, but she'd organised it by then.
She likes to get around, doesn't she?
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I was just saying. Sid didn't stay long, did he? Had a row, maybe.
Yeah, whatever.
It was good the Oliver to pay you.
You reckon?
We didn't have to.
He didn't have to chuck me off the farm either.
I suppose no.
That git Bruno's got him eating out of his hand.
You still reckon he did that stuff, the crow in the dawn?
Yeah, of course he did.
How is your mum?
Ah, she's all right.
I mean, finding something like that's really nasty.
Well, he's a nasty piece of work.
Okay, he might have a grudge against your dad, but you don't target somebody like Clary.
Mum was a bit annoyed about it, actually.
Really?
Well, we usually do something here for Red Nose Day, but Alan's organised this event at the village hall.
Oh.
But I told her we'll probably get people tipping back over here anyway if they want their booze.
Of course.
And a pint of shires for Tony?
Uncanny, Fallon. How did you guess?
It's a gift. Are you eating, Pat?
Yeah, Tom and Kirsty have taken Helen out somewhere, so it seemed like a good opportunity to escape the kitchen.
Oh, well, if you're looking at the specials, the lamb shank is off.
Oh, righty.
Served the last one to a couple who were looking at the police house. Well, you know, the bungalow.
Oh, yes? Did they seem nice?
Well, they're a bit sniffy about wine. Do you want me to open a tab?
Yeah, go on then. I'll give you a card.
Anna, you all right? Which table are you on?
By the fire.
Table 5. It's going to be funny for Mrs. Barford, isn't it? She had this house built and she's never going to live in it.
It was her wedding anniversary yesterday.
No, really?
Yeah.
What a bummer.
Evening!
Evening, Sid.
What are you doing here?
I'll come back with our food order in a minute.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a bit of a surprise, isn't it?
Landlord at the pub behind the bar. Wouldn't have thought,
No, I didn't think we'd be seeing you until closing time.
Some days I wonder if I've got any fingers left.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us about farm work, son.
Yeah, Jazz, we've all been there.
That's for Neil.
He's in a terrible mood all the time.
How do you know?
I have my sources.
Half the time he's no there, he's always knitting off to his self-built.
Yeah, well, he's got to spread the misery around, innit? Wouldn't be fair on Mike if you had it all. Come in if you're gorgeous.
Sorry, Eddie. Only me, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, you'll have to do. Come on in, Robert.
Hello again, Ed.
Jazza.
Roger.
All right.
Right, park yourself in the tasting seat of honour, Robert.
All right, then. Hey, do you know, we used to have a deck chair just like this.
Well, never mind about that. Let me pour you a taster glass of our special.
Is this a club, then? You three?
Oh, no, there's loads of us. Oh, Fat Paul will probably be along later.
He counts for three on his end.
There you go.
Ah.
What do you think of that then, Roberto?
Well, it's quite a small glass, isn't it?
Oh, I've got to make sure it's right for you. Give it a try.
Right. Actually, that is really very good.
I told you so.
Excellent.
Ed says you've been putting up some security camera.
Well, not security, Dad.
At least that's not its main purpose. The idea is that anyone with internet access will be able to get a view of the village.
Where exactly?
On the village hall roof, overlooking the green.
Oh, so not in the country park then?
No.
Or near the fishing lake, for example?
No, although it's a lovely spot. If this one's a success, I might suggest it to Brian.
Oh, I don't think there'd be much call for it, you lads.
Oh, I can't see it myself.
No way.
Gosh, that's gone down well. Any chance of another?
Well, no, the rules state it is only one taster per person.
Oh.
But have we told you about our associate membership scheme?
Well, get off then.
Yes, you do that, Fallon.
That's all right. I mean, you're not planning to pop out again later?
No.
And you know Mum's got another rehearsal tomorrow?
Yes, I had remembered.
She's really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Well, so would I be if I had the chance to play with Curly. He's a really good musician.
I dare say.
You can tell Mum loves it. She's always got a spring in her step when she comes back from rehearsals. Have you noticed?
I can't say I have.
Thanks, Sid. Now, can we settle up? Fallon opened a tab for us.
Oh, yeah, I did that when you weren't here, Sid.
Well, I'm here now, so why don't you go after your mate and leave it to me?
All right. Bye, Pat.
Bye. I think she left it by the ice bucket.
Oh, yes, yes. Actually, Pat, I wanted to ask you about Kathy.
Oh, yeah?
How is she? I mean, how's she seemed to you?
Well, if I'm honest, I think she's on more of an even keel. Stronger.
Yeah, that's where I thought, too. I went round there earlier and she said not to stay. She didn't want to keep me from the pub.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it wasn't in a nasty way. And she seemed, well, I don't know, more like Kathy, I suppose.
Well, let's hope it carries on like that.
Too right.
So old will you be?
I'd rather not, sir.
He's 54.
Yeah. That sounds quite young to me. I wish I was 54 again. Actually, I wish I was 24 again.
What are you getting for your birthday?
Some big American car.
No.
He's got a sale on Friday.
Well, that's not for me. That's for Baggy.
Sure.
Oh, and remind me to tell your mother we'll be back late. Talking of your illustriously named friends, what has happened to Fat Paul?
Hey, where is he?
He never turned up.
Well, you know why? He's a lightweight.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Robert! Oh. Here you are.
It's a woman!
Oh, sort of.
You said you'd only be 30 minutes and that was 2 hours ago.
Sorry, Lindy, we got talking.
Really? I was worried.
Of course you were.
Have you sampled enough of the cider?
Yeah, it's very potent. Crippling. Moorish.
So you're ready to come home now?
Absolutely. You can drive me home, can't you?
I have cycled down.
Well, I'm in no haste. I mean, I think it would be advisable for you to drive. And we can put the bike in the back of the car.
Very well.
Thank you, darling.
Actually, Linda, as you're going our way, perhaps you could give me a lift too.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
No,
thanks, Linda.
Really,
well, you could do with a lift, couldn't you, Jazz? The porter still would serve me.
No, I'm sorry.
That's very neighbourly of you.
The car isn't big enough.
I was only up the road, isn't it?
Just
up at the garage on the bypass and eat some fags, Linda.
Robert, tell them, please.
Alice doesn't eat here anymore.
Is that all you want, Alice? Alice!
Oh, leave her, Mum.
Oh, well, look at this toast. Mouse would have taken a bigger bite.
Well, she's not hungry.
I thought we'd have a nice family breakfast. Now we're all back together.
She'll get something later, darling.
Will she, though? You know how teenage girls can get.
Alice isn't Helen, Mum.
Normally she's got such a good appetite.
It's like a horse, you mean?
I think it's just down to where she was last night.
Well, she was at Rebecca's, wasn't she?
She told me she was going to Felpersham.
That's right. With Rebecca to Angels.
Angels?
A nightclub, Your Honour.
Oh.
Student night.
What?
Cheap shots and lush stews.
What's that in English?
Half-price drinks and good-looking men.
Mm. Well, I hope she didn't take that Bruno chap.
Brian, we'll have to talk to her.
Well, you better do it, Jenny. At least she made it to the breakfast table.
You don't get this much on the continent, do you?
Whatever protective mothers.
Mm-hmm. Binge drinking.
I don't know. They certainly knock it back in Hungary. I expect you found that.
No. I needed a drink after some of the things I saw there.
You haven't said much about it, darling.
Oh, I've written most of it up. I'll finish the report over the weekend, Dad.
Fine.
But there's certainly a lot to put right. Most of the machinery needs scrapping for a start.
So that'll mean more investment, will it?
Well, I couldn't really comment on the dairy side.
No, well, we've got someone else looking at that.
But the arable needs a complete shake-up. The autumn sowing crops are looking pretty sorry.
Mm. Well, we found that with the first one.
And they've got this great soil, but they're pans all over the place.
It's just staff driving tractors around to look busy.
And some of the varieties they've planted are the lowest yielding on the Hungarian list.
Well, you know why, don't you?
Mm. Well, Zoltan suggested his predecessors might have been taking backhanders from the seed companies.
I don't believe this. It sounds like an absolute disaster area. Well, there's a lot to do, certainly. And how much effort is this going to take?
You've got a complex operation here to look after, remember?
Well, that's one of the reasons I've got you and Debbie.
Yeah, Debbie hasn't been here for the last 3 weeks.
2.5?
Seems like I'm the only one with my eye on the ball.
Hey, look, no, that's hardly fair.
Well, we did leave you rather short-handed.
Yeah.
I mean, why don't you see if you can get someone in for a couple of days?
What?
Well, then you could take a bit of time off. See Ian, maybe.
Are you serious?
Of course.
Right. I'll give Mike Tucker a ring.
He didn't need telling twice.
Well, he has been very busy.
I often used to manage without you in the old days, Dad.
Oh, well, we can't all be Superwoman.
Have you finished that, Ryan?
Yes, thank you, darling. It was delicious.
Ah, just the usual.
Very welcome after those continental breakfasts.
Yeah, thank you for saying so.
What have you got planned today, Debbie?
Oh, well, Adam didn't get the sugar beet in, so that's my priority.
Well, he drilled the linseed, though, didn't he? And he's had a lot to do with the sheep.
Alice, time to go!
I suppose.
He doesn't think we should be growing sugar beet, does he? I'm not surprised he left it till last.
After I've taken Alice to school, I'm meeting Linda to talk about incorporating this webcam into the village website.
OK.
But I'll be back to make lunch.
What about you? In the office, I suppose?
Oh, Brian, could you get one of the men to look at the gutter outside this window? It was overflowing last weekend.
Was it?
Yeah. Must have got mist in the autumn. So if they could clear it out.
That's all right. I'll do it.
She's a stubborn one, isn't she?
Yeah, you're telling me.
You didn't skin the dead one.
Well, to be honest with you, I was feeling a bit knackered, so I just gave the lamb a good rub with the afterbirth and the blood from the carcass.
Is he an orphan?
No, he's a weak triplet. Oh, if we could just get some of that colostrum in.
Do you want me to give you a spell?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. My back's killing me.
Come on, then.
Yeah, just for 5 minutes. Oh!
Oh! I'll try him on the other side, shall I?
Ow!
David?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, he is a bit of a skinny one, isn't he?
Well, at least it's slowing down a bit in here, so I could take the time with it.
Go on.
So what did Elizabeth have to say?
Oh, she's worried about Julia and Lewis.
Honestly, can't my sister be happy for anyone?
I know.
What is it now?
Well, they're planning to live at Lower Loxley after they're married.
Well, that's no surprise, is it? It's not like they're tied on bedroom space.
Julia's talking about standing in for Nigel and Elizabeth when they're away.
Oh, I can see how that might be a bit worrying.
And Julia's a lot older than Lewis.
So
what happens if she dies and they're left with Lewis to look after?
Ooh, looks like you've got your hands full there.
But...
You didn't walk up the lane with that stick, did you?
No. Frieda dropped me off on her way to the bull. Dave, is there anything I can do to help? Not wrestling with yous, mind you. Bit early for that.
We didn't expect you back till Monday.
Oh, I'm not one for sitting round the house. Drives your crackers, that does.
Mind yourself, Jenny.
Oh, darling, weren't you wearing gloves?
That's all right.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Look out, here comes another.
Missed me again.
Ah, well, never mind.
It's very good of you to do this, Brian.
It's no problem.
You must have plenty of other things to get on with.
Well, if it was bothering you. How did he go with Linda, was it?
Oh, yeah, fine. We're going to set up a special page for the webcam.
Look, can I just get that corner?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Just this last bit to do.
I don't know what had been going on. There was an atmosphere you could have cut with a knife.
Oh, dear.
Robert was looking very subdued.
Well, isn't that his normal mode?
Well, not like this. And Linda was outraged about Matt.
Oh, yeah? What's he done now?
Well, you know, all that money he lost playing poker with Stephen Chalkman. What the Cat and Fiddle project could have done with £50,000. And he just throws it away on a hand of cards. Well, you can imagine.
Very much doubt Matt did throw away 50K.
Nigel saw him lose the money.
Yeah. How often does Nigel play cards with Matt?
Well, not often.
Quite. Look out.
Well, what are you saying?
Well, I mean, doesn't it strike you as odd that Matt loses this huge sum to one of his closest cronies, and there just happens to be a local landowner of impeccable credentials as a witness?
You mean...
And with absolutely no ties to Matt.
But why would Matt...
That's another way to hide money from his vet, isn't it?
Oh, the crafty devil.
Yeah, I'll bet you anything that money's sitting in an offshore account now, waiting for Matt to collect it after the divorce.
Oh, how cunning. So, what was Kenton doing there? He's hardly an impeccable witness.
Well, I don't know. Matt probably just had him along for comic relief. I don't mean Red Nose Day.
Hello?
Oh, hello, David.
Oh, David.
Well, that's a messy job. Well, we'll soon have it all hosed away.
Now, if you were doing a job like that, you'd have used gloves, wouldn't you, David?
Probably not, if I'm honest.
Oh, I don't know. Men.
Sorry. Has Alice left a package for me?
Oh, yes. It's in the kitchen.
Oh, great.
And I'd better start lunch, actually. Do you want to come in?
I'll just have a word with Brian first.
Oh, all right.
I just wondered if you had anything to report from Paris.
Paris?
Yeah. See anything interesting?
Yes, I did. Yes, it was very enlightening.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sorry, David. I better get this cleared up before lunch.
Yeah, all right. I won't...
Some other time, perhaps.
Yeah, sure.
You coming in for lunch, Adam?
Can I give them these ewes some concentrate?
I'll give you a hand.
That's okay.
I don't mind.
Up to you.
There weren't many sheep at Seema. You know, the Paris show.
Yes, I know.
It's mainly machinery. But you'd have been interested in the Bon Pratique bit.
For sheep?
No, it was a sort of central area promoting good practice.
Oh, right.
Health and safety, soil fertility, environmentally friendly farming, that sort of thing.
Yeah, very good.
There was a lot of stuff about l'agriculture raisonnée, you know, integrated farming.
Mm.
And I was talking to a guy from their equivalent of DEFRA. They're bringing in new water protection laws, so everyone's really hot on that at the moment.
I bet.
I brought back a lot of literature. You might be interested.
Well, isn't it in French?
Most of it, yeah, but I could talk you through it. The irrigation stuff's really relevant to the strawberry job.
I'll probably just wait for the Royal. If I'm allowed to go to that.
Oh, don't be silly. Was it nice having Ian stay?
Alice saw more of him than I did.
Did you get hold of Mike?
Yes, he's coming in this afternoon and tomorrow.
Oh, that's good. Perhaps you can see Ian tomorrow then.
Haven't had time to check yet.
Do a bit of house hunting, maybe.
Well, there was a place we were hoping to see, but they accepted an offer on it yesterday.
Oh. Where was that?
Borchester.
Oh, I didn't think you wanted to live in town.
Well, no, I didn't really, but Ian liked the look of the place.
Well, there'd be plenty more.
Oh, you are here too, Debbie?
Yeah, just giving Adam a hand.
Oh, well done. Nice to see the two of you working together.
Yeah, one big, happy family.
How's the beat going?
Yeah, good progress so far.
Well, I came to say lunch is ready.
Well, we're done now. Aren't we, Adam?
Yes, we are.
Good. Oh, and before we go in, you know what day it is on Sunday, don't you?
It's Mother's Day.
You haven't forgotten, have you?
Well, I've been a bit out of touch, you know, being away.
So. Well, it's getting a bit late, but there's still time to plan something nice for Jenny. So will you put your heads together, please?
How's that chainsaw then, Bert?
Oh, just a bit done.
Thought you'd like a coffee.
Oh, smashing, Ruth, thanks.
Shall I put it down here?
Yeah, if you want. Then you could try it out for me.
The chainsaw, you mean?
Well, yeah, a bit tricky with my ankle.
Yeah, no problem.
Right, there you go.
Okay. Sounds good?
Yeah, better than you, I reckon.
What?
Better than you.
Definitely. Drink your coffee while it's hot.
I will. How's the lambing going?
It's been quite a quiet afternoon. We've run out of antibiotics, though. I'll have to get some more from Alistair.
Well, I'm sorry. I couldn't take over for you.
It's amazing you're here at all. I quite enjoy it, actually. Makes a change from the cows.
Yeah, they'll be staying out soon, won't they?
Tonight, David said.
Ooh.
It's always a nice time. Another sign of spring.
Yeah, it is that.
Bert!
Been here, David.
Ah. Oh, you're here too, Ruth. Good.
You got it?
Yep.
What's this?
We've got a little something for you, Bert. To thank you for being so dedicated.
There's no need for that.
Oh, yes, there is.
Well, thanks very much.
There aren't many workers who drag themselves in with a bad ankle.
Oh, no, it's on the mend now. Oh, well, I'm blessed.
We have to confess, it's not a new phone.
It used to be Alice's.
Well, ain't that fancy.
But she has only had it a few months.
It does everything your old phone did.
Oh, look at that.
In fact, it does a little bit more. May I?
Yeah, help yourself.
Cuddle up, Ruth.
It's close enough.
Ooh.
Yep. And say cheese.
Cheese.
Bruno's feeling independent. Thank you. you sure you want to get on the bus? I'm getting into town anyway.
Nah, it's all right. I don't want the other kids to crease themselves.
Well, it's hardly a chauffeur-driven Rolls Royce.
Nah, really, Ollie. I'd prefer to go on the bus.
As you like. Oh, don't forget your bag.
Yeah, okay.
And have you got your house key? I may not be at home when you get back.
Yeah, I got it. See ya.
Bye. Morning, Vicar.
Oh, Oliver. Morning.
You all right?
Why do you ask?
Well, that's not really walking gear, is it?
Oh, my leathers, no.
Something the matter?
Nothing serious. I just ran out of petrol.
Oh.
I've got to put it on reserve yesterday.
Oh, dear. Have you had a long walk?
Well, you know the lay-by about halfway back to the main road?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't seem any distance at all on the bike.
Hop in, then.
No, it's all right. I'm almost home now.
Well, you'll need a lift to the back, won't you? You don't want to walk all that way again.
Well, good point. Well, thank you very much.
Well, at least it's not raining.
Well, if it had been, I'd have probably taken the car. I wanted to get into Borchester early to do some shopping.
Well, I'm getting into Borchester myself. Why don't I take you there and we can sort out the bike on the way back, eh?
Olive, you're a gentleman.
Come on, come on! And then Linda turned up roaring mad.
Uh-huh.
Robert looked like his mum had just caught him with the mucky mags.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
So we took out a gun and shot her.
Hmm?
Come on, you're away with the berries.
Oh, sorry.
Get some feet on this ramp.
Yeah, sorry.
Come on, up you go. That's more like it. Come on, up you come. Come on, Slimau, old man. You can go anywhere for free grub.
Right, you're okay. Let's get the mums out now.
Good. Here you come. Come on. Get off.
Oh, down you go.
Come on. That's it.
All right, let's get him back into the pen.
Should we notch out the trailer first?
Yeah, of course. I meant after that.
So do we put the boars in with them after?
Yeah, in a bit. Hey, pass us that board.
There you go.
Go on.
Come on, then.
Here you go.
Okay.
Right, you know that pen that we cleared out yesterday, up near the Bridleway?
Yeah.
I want you to take the trailer and put these wieners in there.
On my name?
Yeah. You'll be all right.
What are you going to do?
I've got to sort out something with the house.
Again?
You can bring the trailer back down here.
This is getting daft, Neil.
I'll see you later, all right?
You're supposed to be my supervisor. Is it over time you did some supervising?
That's a lot, I think, Helen.
Okay.
How are things?
Oh, not too bad, thanks.
Well, you're looking jolly well.
Thank you.
Last one.
Okay.
Oh, those Savoy cabbages look good, Tom. Can I have one?
Yeah, help yourself.
And that as well, please, Helen.
Right.
Alan?
Yeah?
Did you come on the bike?
No. It's a long story. You don't want to know.
Oh, fair enough. These for the storeroom as well, sis.
Yeah, please. Right, that's £13.22, please, Oliver.
Right. Card all right?
Yeah, that's fine. Do you know your PIN?
Yep.
Right, there you are, then.
Thanks.
It'll just take a moment.
More and more places seem to have these things.
Yeah. There's your shopping.
Ah, thanks.
Right, that's the lot, Helen.
Busy, Tom?
Yeah, very.
And that's yours.
Thanks.
Right, I'll just go and sort out this new stock. Give me a shout if you need me, Alan.
Oh, will do.
Yeah, I had a new butcher start this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a guy called Morris Horton. He used to have a little shop in Felpisham, but he was finding it hard going on his own.
Oh, yeah?
Mm, very experienced bloke.
Well, keep up the good work. I'll leave you to it.
Cheers.
I'll be in the bakers when you're ready, Alan.
No, I won't be long.
Hello, Tom Archer.
Tom, it's Jazza.
Oh, what's up?
I was trying to get some wieners into your pen. We beggars have got loose.
Why are you telling me?
I can't do it by myself. I need some help here.
Where are you?
Willow Farm.
Where's Neil?
Search me. Playing Bob the Builder again.
Well, have you rung him?
What do you think? Just get his message.
What's he playing at?
Can you come and give us a hand?
I'm in Borchester.
I can't do it myself. They've gone mental.
All right, I'll be there in 15 minutes.
Thanks, mate. I'll see you.
I can't find any kale, Tom. Where was he going?
Errand of mercy, I gather.
Oh.
Although he didn't seem very merciful.
That's a nice full basket?
Yeah, well, I don't often get here. I thought I'd stock up.
Right. You're not buying fair trade stuff, are you?
No, I tend to get that from our store. It was nice to see you in church.
Oh, well, if I'm honest, not sure what I think about Well, gone.
That's all right.
Oh, somewhere peaceful to go.
Yeah, it's a very soothing place, isn't it?
Mm.
How have you been, really?
Oh, I'm still a struggle. Some days I look in the mirror and I just think, ugh.
I think you're the only one.
I know. And food, it's still difficult. Very difficult some days.
And here you are, surrounded by the stuff.
Well, don't get me wrong, a lot of the time it's okay. Mum and Dad have been brilliant, but... this sounds pathetic.
Well, go on.
Sometimes I wonder if I'll ever be... normal again. Just like everyone else.
Helena, I see a very strong woman in front of me.
I don't feel very strong.
You've already made huge strides.
I could be stronger if I didn't miss Greg so much.
I know.
You don't, though, Alan. No one knows what it's like.
Believe me, I do. When my wife died...
She died?
Well, yeah, didn't you know?
Well, I assumed you were... Well, divorced, I suppose.
No. No, I felt I'd never take a free step again. Never breathe a clean breath of air. But I did.
How?
But two things helped me through it. God and Amy.
Still on voicemail?
Yeah.
That's an hour of my time wasted. And I wasn't dressed for chasing wieners around either.
There was nobody else I could ask.
Yeah, all right. I just don't know what Neil's thinking about at the moment.
No, me neither.
So, why Keeper's Cottage?
See if Ed's in. Maybe get a bit of lunch at him.
Didn't you bring any sandwiches?
No breed in the house.
Right.
Not much to put on them either.
Okay, well...
Hey, who's that by Eddie's van?
It's Bruno, isn't it? Why isn't he at school?
Don't stop. Drive past.
What?
Just do it, Tom.
Nice one. Oh, excellent. Right.
Here, you wee pillock!
No!
Come here!
Oh! Ow! Oh, my face! Jazza!
Clary, you scum!
No! Jazza, come on, no!
Get off me!
He's a kid!
And he's gonna get a good hiding. Let go of me!
We saw him do it.
You can't prove anything! He's getting away!
Where's he going to? If you beat him up, he'll just make trouble for you.
I don't care.
Look, we need to tell Eddie about this.
He's not here.
Well, when he gets back, he can deal with it. Quah. You've made a mess of this paint job, hasn't he?
We get... He did all that other stuff and all. Sticking the crow in that.
Well, he can't wriggle out of this one.
Oh, what's your nail?
At last, I've had a hell of a job finding you.
Adam's given me a couple of days' work. I didn't know how to keep you informed.
Didn't you get my message?
Well, obviously not. Look, if you've come here to give me a hard time...
No, Mike, I'm sorry. It's just, I got a bit of a problem.
Oh, yeah?
With the house. A cash flow problem.
Yeah, I thought as much.
I've been going over the figures again this morning, trying to think of a way forward.
Uh-huh.
I've looked at all the options, and the only one... Look, do you think I could delay paying you for a bit?
What, week? Couple of weeks?
No, a bit longer than that.
Well, how much longer?
Well, it's difficult to say exactly. You will get paid,
You want
but...
me to work for nothing?
No, not for nothing. I just want to pay you when I can afford it.
Well, what sort of arrangement's that? You didn't ask the Sparks to work for free.
Well, it's not working for free.
Well, sounds like it to me.
No, Mike.
No, this is because we're friends, isn't it? You think I'm a soft touch?
Well, yeah, I did think we were friends. I thought you might understand.
Well, he understands all right. You got yourself into a hole, and you want me to suffer to get you out of it.
It's not suffering. Don't be stupid.
Stupid? I ain't the one who can't pay his bills.
Oh, I'm doing my best.
Well, your best is pretty rubbish, mate. You better organise children's parties.
You haven't got a clue, have you?
Huh?
You've got no idea what it's like. Susan's on me back. I'm getting fleeced for every penny.
Oh, so now I'm fleecing you, am I?
No,
well, the good news, Neil, is I won't be fleecing you no more.
Mike!
No, because I'm off on the job.
Bruno.
I thought you were out.
Yeah, I'm on my way. Was the bus early?
Yeah.
Well, come in. You might like to come with me, actually. I'm probably... Hey, your face.
Oh,
What happened?
I fell over at school.
Well, didn't they clean it up?
I didn't tell anyone.
Why? It's a terrible mess.
I didn't want to make a fuss.
Why on earth not? Come here.
I didn't want to get into trouble.
Well, why would you get into trouble?
Well, not into... I didn't mean...
Now, look, I'm afraid this might hurt a bit. I'm sorry. There's a lot of dirt in here. Was someone else involved?
Yeah. That's why I didn't want to say anything.
You didn't want to be a grass, you mean?
Yeah, that's right.
You know I'm going to have to tell social services about this.
Oh, yeah, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, I do, I'm afraid. Aside from anything else, it's for my protection. And Caroline's.
Oh, man.
And they'll probably want to talk to you about it.
Look, it was just a bit of a ruck, that's all. Why can't they leave me alone?
Archers was written by Kerry Davies and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.